So, I guess Steve Jobs just likes to be contrarian. The Consumer Electronics, what is it against? Consumer Electronics Show? Is that what the S is for in CES?
Yes.
We'll hear from Stuart here in just a few, by the way. He has our tech report. But Steve Jobs likes to have Macworld at the same time, just to be a dick. Because, he runs Mac, he does what he wants. And finally, all the fanboy blogging can cease about the iPhone, which is the new phone from Apple, which was unveiled today at Macworld, along with something called Apple TV, which I could really care less about. But,
Yeah, would you guys brief me really quickly on the iPhone? Because I'm really out of touch with what's going
well,
on.
it's been all the hype for the last couple of years. The name iPhone was registered, but oddly enough, not by Apple. It was by Cisco Systems. And the buzz has been ever since that Apple's going to make a phone. Then the Rocker came out last year, which was the first phone to play music from your iTunes library, and it was horrible. And everyone went, "Oh dear God, no, don't let this be the iPhone." Well, turns out it's not. It was unveiled today. There is one button on the phone. Everything else is touchscreen. It runs Mac OS X, and it does everything. It runs full screen video. It runs from your iTunes library or wherever you pull your video from. It runs browser, but they've actually partnered with Google. So let's say you pull up a Google map on your phone. And you see a pizza place you want to go to, you use your finger and you put your finger on the pizza place and it'll call the pizza place and you can place your order. And Steve Jobs actually did it in the presentation today where he looked up the closest Starbucks in San Francisco.
Of
Press the.
course,
Yeah,
of course he
of
did.
course he did.
I
Press.
was just thrilled that you could finger the pie on a phone.
Anyway, press. Press the button.
The
Press the button, called the Starbucks with the push of a button and ordered 4,000 lattes to go. And then prank called the Starbucks. Wrong number. Prank call from Steve Jobs. Which I don't know if anybody's informed Steve. That's illegal, dude.
Jokey joke.
But he's talking about, how Apple's reinventing the phone, how, like the phone's, hasn't been working just fine for the last 100 years. But he's making prank calls. Maybe he's gone off the deep end. There's really no way to tell at this point. But the iPhone, all the hype, and our very own tech guru, who is a 15-year-old Stuart, cuts the FNX tech report from the basement of his mom's house, and we can throw it to Stuart now. It's the FNX Radio Network. It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour.
Welcome.
Welcome to the FNX Tech Report. My name is Stuart, and I'm reporting live from Las Vegas, where I'm scoping out CES. That's Consumer Electronics Show for all you noobs. In the battle of the giant TVs, Sony had a tiny 80-inch LCD to offer, while Samsung had a paltry 102-inch plasma on display. Sharp brought out the big guns with a 108-inch LCD. Looks like I might have to move an X-Men poster to make room on my wall. If you're having a tough time deciding which next-gen DVD format to choose from, you needn't worry. Several companies are releasing a hybrid machine, so it doesn't matter if they release Star Trek Seasons 1 through 5 on HDVD or Blu-ray. Since Apple makes nothing but super sweet products, they had their own party rather than make everyone else's CES feel lame. At Macworld, Steve Jobs unveiled the killer new Apple. Get it? The iPhone. It's like an iPod video had a baby with the sexiest cell phone ever. And in the great video game console wars, it looks like the Nintendo Wii is handing the PS3 its ass. But the Xbox 360 still reigns supreme. For FNX Tech Report, I'm Stuart.